This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, salatu wassalamu ala rasulillah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. Allahumma, إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to pardon and to forgive all of us inshaAllah ta'ala in these blessed nights inshaAllah. There are so many verses, so many ayat, so many actually surahs that the Qadis will be covering today, starting from Surah Al-Jinn, Surah Al-Muzammil, Muddathir, but I'm going to make it in a very beautiful way inshaAllah ta'ala, because there is more than 10 So as they're now in juz, who guess what juz are they in so far? 29. I got you. What's 29 in Urdu? Onatis. All right, 29. So we're almost done. Tomorrow, inshallah ta'ala, will be completing the khatmat al-Qur'an, Allahu Akbar. But it's not that, it's a feeling of happiness and sadness. Because we're going to complete the Qur'an, the khatmat al-Qur'an. We're going to have a dua, a special dua. The special dua will be in Arabic, and I'm going to come and do it in English as well. I wish I could speak Urdu so I can make dua in Urdu as well. But some people said, no, we have some people who don't speak Urdu, so we're just going to focus on Arabic and English. So that would be special inshallah ta'ala tomorrow. You don't want to miss it, bi-idhnillah. Tomorrow's khatm al-Qur'an with dua. So, Surah al-Jinn. But before Surah al-Jinn, the Sheikh yesterday, he recited Surah Nuh. And I just quickly wanted to mention a gem in Surah Nuh. So a beautiful ayah that we can all relate to. Those who are looking for a better job, for a better living, those who are looking to get pious, righteous children, and they're seeking pious, righteous children or spouses and whatnot. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, verse number 10 from Surah Nuh, فَقُلْتُ Nuh is telling his people, فَقُلْتُ اسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّكُمْ إِنَّهُ كَانَ غَفَّارًا يُرْسِلِ السَّمَاءَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِدْرَارًا وَيُمْدِدُكُمْ بِأَمْوَالٍ وَبَنِينَ وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ جَنَّاتٍ وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ أَنْهَارًا I told them, oh no, he told his people, فَقُلْتُ إِسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّكُمْ Today those who came before Maghrib, we were covering finally the names of Allah Azza wa Jalla, الثواب العفو الغفور الغفار. So now one of the fruits of istighfar, Nuh is telling his people, إِسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّكُمْ إِنَّهُ كَانَ غَفَارًا Seek forgiveness from your Lord. Indeed, He is the oft forgiver, subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you were to do so, what would He give you? يُرْسِلِ السَّمَاءَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِدْرَارًا He will send down rain upon you. And the rain is a sign of what? Sign of good, sign of khair, sign of rahmah from Allah Azza wa Jal. يُرْسِلِ السَّمَاءَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِدْرَارًا And here's the key. وَيُمْدِدْكُمْ بِأَمْوَالٍ And He will bless you with wealth, وَبَنِينَ And children. Wallahi, there was a man, which we know personally, a man over 70 years old. He's been him and his wife seeking children for so many years, subhanAllah. And then he came to know this ayah about istighfar. And then he started making istighfar every day, almost more than 1,000 times, for months. Allah blessed him with a child. فَقُلْتُ اسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّكُمْ إِنَّهُ كَانَ غَفَّارًا يُسْلِي السَّمَاءَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِدْرَارًا وَيُمْدِدْكُمْ بِأَمْوَالٍ He will bless you with wealth. وَبَنِينَ وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ جَنَّاتٍ وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ أَنْهَارًا So this is verse 10, 11, 12. Let's move to Surah Al-Jinn. So it will be, look, brothers, sisters, it'll be nice. It'll be like the tasalsul. What's the tasalsul? It'll be like a chain. One surah after another, a beautiful chain. Beautiful chain. Look, Surah Al-Jinn. Let's start from Surah Al-Jinn, verse number 29. Jinn, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, how jinn embrace Islam. By the way, I call it the hot seller. It's in YouTube, inshallah. I've done it here a long time ago, in 2003, 2004. I've done this series on the world of jinn. You can find it under my YouTube channel, The World of Jinn, but that's an old one. I'm going to do a new one, inshallah ta'ala, in this masjid as well. The world of jinn. What is jinn? Who are jinn? The creations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but Allah gave them with some superpowers. Okay, for a Quran. script, Uthmani script. Unfortunately, I ran out of the Pakistani one. So I have Arabi one, Uthmani script. What is the difference between jinn, sisters and brothers? Wa alaikum salam. What's the difference between jinn and shayateen?
Jinn are, they are fire.
Shayateen? Aren't shayateen jinn? Sister, you have to answer the question right or wrong, because this is Quran.
Jinn are good, jinn and shaitan are bad.
Jinn are good people. Good people. And shaitan bad people. In fact, she's right. Give her this Quran. The jinn and shayateen are the same substance. They're all from fire. But the believer of the shayateen are called jinn. And the non-believers of the shayateen are called shayateen. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says with regard to the jinn, وَإِنَّ مِنَّا الْمُسْلِمُونَ وَمِنَّا الْقَاسِطُونَ. There are some amongst us who are believers, Muslims, and some that are non-believers. So jinn, they have Muslim jinn, they have Christian jinn, they have Jewish jinn, they have atheist jinn. وَإِنَّا مِنَّا الْمُسْلِمُونَ وَمِنَّا الْقَاسِطُونَ. So Allah azza wa jalla says, إِنَّا سَمِعْنَا قُرْآنًا عَجِبًا. When the Prophet was coming back from a Taif, and he was reciting the Qur'an, and they said, إِنَّا سَمِعْنَا قُرْآنًا عَجَبًا. We heard this beautiful, wondrous recitation. It leads to guidance. إِلَى الرُّشْدِ فَآمَنَّا بِهِ. They heard the Qur'an, they believed. Jinn heard the Qur'an and they believed. This is in Surah Al-Jinn. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala started talking to the Prophet Muhammad after he came back from Ghar Hira. And then he went to his best friend, Abu Bakr al-Siddiq, right? When Prophet Muhammad came back from Ghar Hira, he went to his best friend, Abu Bakr al-Siddiq, right? Wrong. Who did he go to? Why did you say yes? Why did you say yes? Who said Khadija? Who said Khadija?
Khadija.
I heard you. Alright, here we go, Khadija. So alayhi salatu wasalam, he came back to his best friend Khadija, in fact, right? His best friend. What did he say? Zammiluni, zammiluni. And then he was telling him the story of here he is in this cave, and then this man came off of nowhere, and nobody knew his whereabouts except his wife. He's in this cave worshiping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or in fact meditating. So this man came and then he hugged him to go and read, you know the story. So he came running, telling his wife, Zammiluni, Zammiluni. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala referred to him, Khalas, Ya ayyuhal muzzammil, Ya ayyuhal muzzammil, Qum illayla illa qaleela. Now we need something to empower you. What do you need to be empowered? Qum illayl, stand up at night. You need Qiyam al-Layl. That's what we're doing. The Qiyam al-Layl, the beauty of Qiyam al-Layl, it will give you that empowerment. Why? Because Surah Al-Muddathir comes. Ya ayyuhal muddathir, qum fa'andhir. You got Qiyam, khalas, you're good. Now go do your job. Qum fa'andhir. Surah Al-Muzzammil, Muddathir, qum fa'andhir. Go and warn people. Tell them, andhir. Give admonition. Warn them. Warn them with what? That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes, what? Surah لا أقسم بيوم القيامة. Tell them about يوم القيامة. لا أقسم. Now again, one more time. Allah Azza wa Jalla is swearing by the day of judgment. لا أقسم بيوم القيامة ولا أقسم بالنفس اللوامة. Allah Azza wa Jalla is talking here about this soul. What kind of soul? Self-reproaching soul. النفس اللوامة. The soul that blames you. Whether you do something good, or do, as we call it soul, or some people call it ego, right? The soul. Allah Azza wa Jalla mentions in the Quran how many. I just did this. How many types of souls Allah mentions in the Quran? Sisters?
Three.
He did not see me. Sisters, how many souls Allah mentions in the Quran?
Three.
What
Three.
Are they?
That's in Amara, that's in the Surah Yusuf, that's in the
Allahu Akbar, Sid Takbir.
Allah.
Here it is, Quran for you, sister, right here. One Quran. Na'am, three types of souls Allah Azza wa Jalla mentions. The nafs, the bad one, the nafs al-khabitha hadi, you know, the evil one. And then right after that, when you master it, it becomes lawama. Lawama is like a self-reproaching. It blames you. Good or bad, it blames you. When you master that soul, it becomes nafsul mutma'inna. Ya ayyuha nafsul mutma'inna. Ya ayyuha nafsul mutma'inna. Irji'i rabbiki radiyatan mardiyah. So Allah Azza wa Jalla swears in this ayah, or in this surah, with a nafsul lawama.
Once you warn them, Ya Muhammad about the day of judgment and about Yawm al-Qiyamah, also tell them about the bliss of Jannah. Tell them about the beauty of Jannah. So Salat al-Insan comes in. Yeah, you see the tasalsul of Salat al-Insan. And Allah Azza wa Jalla says, Inna al-abrara yashrabuna min ka'sin kana mizajuha kafura aynan yashrabu biha ibadullah yufajjirunaha tafjira. And Allah keeps on talking and describing the bliss and the beauty of what happens in Jannah. And then Allah Azza wa Jalla talks, and this is a message for the volunteers, the message for all of us. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala says, Innama nut'imukum liwajhi Allah. Those people who earn the bliss of Allah Azza wa Jalla in Jannah, why? Innama nut'imukum liwajhi Allah. They need a lot of volunteering, they need a lot of good work. But they need that good work for what? They need it for the sake of Allah. Allah says, Innama nut'imukum liwajhi Allah, la nuridu minkum jaza'an wa la shukura. We feed you for the sake of Allah. We do not seek any reward from you, nor thanks. Why? Because we're doing it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The beauty of Surat Al-Insan. And then Allah Azza wa Jalla keeps again. Did they believe? No, some of them did not believe. So Allah Azza wa Jalla one more time starts swearing by the blowing wind. Al-Mursalat. Al-Mursalat. Surat Al-Mursalat. You know, the blowing wind talking about the seals of the Day of Judgment. With all this, they keep on wondering. They keep on asking questions. Come Surat Amma. Amma yatasa'al. You see the tasalsul. عَمَّا يَتَسَاءَلُونَ صُرَةُ النَّبَأِ عَمَّا يَتَسَاءَلُونَ عَنِ النَّبَأِ الْعَظِيمِ They wonder, الَّذِي هُمْ فِيهِ مُخْتَلِفُونَ They keep on asking about the Day of Judgment that they are having a conflict about. Some believe and some don't. Some believe and some don't. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِيهِ مُخْتَلِفُونَ Right after that, they doing business. So what happens? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, before the business, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Naba, وَجَعَلْ This is a message for the youth. And for all, in fact, but especially the youth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَجَعَلْنَا اللَّيْلَ لِبَاسًا وَالنَّهَارَ مَعَاشًا We made night to cover, and day for livelihood. Some of the youth, they've swept it, they've swapped it. During the night, they're waking, and they're doing, you know, they're waking on, and the whole night, you wonder how they're gonna pray Qiyam al-Layl, how they're gonna pray Fajr. They will not be able to pray first because the whole night they're awake on their phones or TV or whatnot. And then during the day, sleep. Sleep. You know, not sleep. Sleep. يعني طول. I love you. Did they believe? No, most of them not. So Allah Azza wa Jalla again, Surah An-Nazi'at, At-Takwir, Inshiqaq. Tell them more, Ya Rasul, Ya Muhammad. Tell them about the scenes of the Day of Judgment. The Prophet says, if you want to see the Day of Judgment, as if you see it, read Surah Al-Takwir, Al-Inshiqaq, إذا السماء انشقت أو إذا السماء إذا لا إله إلا كورت إذا الشمس عفوا لا إله إلا إذا الشمس كورت as if you see the Day of Judgment رأي العين. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as Prophet Muhammad is doing his da'wah, came to him a man, a blind man. Brothers, what is the name of this man who is blind for this watch right here, who came to tell Prophet Muhammad about something? He came to ask Prophet Muhammad a question. Prophet Muhammad frowned at him, and then he turned back. Allah Azza wa Jalla reprimanded Prophet Muhammad. What is the name of this man? Abdullah ibn Umm Maktum. He was actually what? Hey, do you guys know this, brothers and sisters? That in Medina, there used to be two Adhan. Bilal used to make the second Adhan. But there was a man who used to make the first Adhan. Some of you may have gone to Medina and Mecca. There's two Adhans for Fajr. Abdullah ibn Maktoum used to make the first Adhan to wake people up. So this man came to the Prophet Muhammad. He wanted to talk to him. But Prophet Muhammad is busy with the elite of Mecca, the elite of Quraysh. So Allah Azza wa Jalla reprimanded him. عَبَسَ وَتَوَلَّى أَنْ جَاءَهُ الْأَعْمَى وَمَا يُدْرِيكَ لَعَلَّهُ يَزَّكَّى No, it's just the tasalsul, Surah Abasa. And then Prophet Muhammad is giving da'wah and all, but the people are doing, you know, they are busy in their businesses because the Quraysh main bread and butter is trade. But they cheat in trade. A lot of them cheat in trade. So Allah Azza wa Jalla revealed, وَيْلٌ لِلْمُطَفِّفِينَ Oh, to the mutaffifin, defrauders, those who cheat in way. Brothers and sisters, this is about Quraysh. No, now it's about us. Don't cheat. The Prophet Muhammad says, مَنْ غَشَّنَا فَلِيسَ مِنَّا Those who cheat, they're not from us. Don't cheat in your business. Don't cheat in, if you're a medical doctor, if you're a mechanic, if you're a lawyer, if you're whatever you're doing. speak, be honest in your job, Allah Azza wa Jalla will put barakah in that which you do. مَنْ غَشَّنَ فَلَيْسَ مِنَّا. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells Prophet Muhammad about the story of this boy, to empower him, the boy who faced the king. Surah Al-Ukhdud. It happened a long time ago in Yemen. The man, the boy with the king, Dhu Nuwas, who claimed that he was God, and then the boy faced him, and then the Prophet Muhammad is telling the story, and Allah Azza wa Jalla revealed Surah Al-Buruj, the skyfall. قُتِلَ أَصْحَابُ الْأُخْدُودِ النَّارِ ذَاتِ الْوَقُودِ إِذْ هُمْ عَلَيْهَا قُعُودِ. A very beautiful story of this boy, you know, who faced this tyrant king. And then did they believe? لا. A lot of them still did not believe. So Allah Azza wa Jalla swears again, وَالسَّمَاءِ وَالطَّارِقِ وَمَا أَدْرَكَ مَا الطَّارِقِ. Telling them more about the Day of Judgment. يَوْمَ تُبْلَى السَّرَائِرِ. The day when all the secrets will be disclosed. خلاص no. And فَمَا لَهُ مِنْ قُوَّةٍ وَلَا نَصِرٍ. That day you shall have no one to help you or no one to assist you. Did they believe? يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. Leave them alone. Now go and do what? سَبِّحْ اسْمَ رَبِّكَ الْأَعْلَى. Allahu Akbar. التسلسل. سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى. Make تسبيح to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he says, فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى. فذكر, remind, for the reminder, you know, benefits the believers. For the reminder, benefit the believers. And this is my aim, as I'm done with this series. This is my aim and my intention since we started this series. Is as a reminder for myself and as a reminder of all of you. If you remember my very first lecture or series, I said, please forgive me because I will not give the haq to the Quran. For me to give a tafsir, tafsir requires years, but I'm doing it in a bit. So please, I ask Allah to forgive me, and I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, also I ask you to forgive me as well for not giving the haq to the Quran, inshallah ta'ala. So you forgive me, inshallah ta'ala. I hope these reminders have found a place in your heart. If you have benefited, it's from Allah. If you have not benefited, it's from shaitan and me. Please forgive me. Jazakum Allah khair. Barakallahu feekum. And it's on my YouTube channel.